This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, you have regularly emphasized the primary importance of the father in the spiritual nurture of children, and yet you've said it was your mother who taught you how to pray. Now, seeing how you turned out, that has to be an encouragement to many moms out there, especially single moms who are doing it all on their own. Talk about the roles in the home for those who do have mom and dad together.
It's interesting that in Ephesians 6, Paul says, children, obey your parents, not just your dad. Obey your parents. And then it gets to fathers and says, fathers, bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So I think there is a both and in the Bible. Mom and dad are responsible to give commandments and give teachings. The book of Proverbs does talk about the teaching of the woman as well as the teaching of a father. And so a parental team confronts this child with the will of God, confronts this child with godliness, but fathers bear a unique responsibility. Fathers are given a unique responsibility in the marriage to lead a wife and protect a wife and provide for a wife. Those three things, lead, protect, provide, and the children are watching this, and they know that a special role is given to dad. And then when it comes to discipline, I think the way that specialness comes out is dad assumes the buck-stopping, initiative-taking role here. A child ought not to see mom is always the initiator of discipline. Mom is always the initiator of devotions. Mom is always the initiator when we do something special. That's going to breed into a child a sense, my dad doesn't get it, or my dad is weak, or my dad is not the spiritual leader that he ought to be. Dad's, while not doing all the devotions and not doing all the discipline and not doing all the leading, is the initiator and the buck stopper. And so I sometimes say to couples, who says let's more often in your family? Let's get to church on time. Let's eat out today. Let's talk about the finances in this marriage. And if the wife is always having to say, let's have devotions, let's discipline the children better, let's go to worship, and the dad is always responding or always recalcitrant, something is amiss there. A wife, I believe, loves to have a husband, not who domineers and not who does everything, but who takes creative initiative. And if there's crisis with the kids or with the finances, he says, let's talk. And then he wants to hear what she says, and she may have greater wisdom on this issue than he does, but he takes the initiative to get it done. So a unique role for fathers, and yet the teamwork is essential. And yet I back off on essential to say for single moms and single dads, God can take an imperfect situation and provide that essential component so that the kids can grow up in a wonderful way. In fact, I just had dinner with a single dad and his two sons about 3 weeks ago, and I just stood in awe. I didn't probe into what had happened. She'd been gone a long time. It wasn't a death, and so there's obviously some crisis there. But I looked at these two boys, one in college, one just finished college, and thought, this dad's done something really good here, and God can make the difference.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself, and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.